Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a smooch.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. With our good friend Ivan Meisner, I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. Ivan is the founder and the chairman, the founder of BNI, BNI.com. I encourage you to check them out and avail yourselves of a local chapter. Find out what's going on there. I know they do wonderful work. How many business leases did BNI pass last year, Ivan? How many?
Last year we passed 9.2 million referrals, generated 11.2 billion U.S. dollars worth of business for our members worldwide.
Wow. And it was just a baby 20 years ago when you started being on my show, wasn't it?
It was, really. I mean, it was, I forget how many, but it was, I think, under 1,000 chapters.
750,
I get a daily report. I just looked at the report. We have 9,096 chapters today.
Wow. Wow. That's just amazing what's happened since you and I have met. Ivan, so we're talking, folks, and of course, all the books, you need to check out Ivan's books. They're all outstanding. The new one, I believe, is Who's in Your Room. Is that right, Ivan?
It is, yeah. I hit number one on self-help on Amazon. I really think, you know, it's a different book than any I've done. It's a self-help book, but it's also a networking book in the sense that it's about the quality of the people that you surround yourself with.
Yep.
That's such important in business and in your life.
So, Ivan, we're talking about disruption. You're either being disrupted or you are the disrupted. How do we walk that line? Because, see, as you know, Ivan, we don't have a lot of, you know, the Blasingame's second law of small business states that it's redundant to say undercapitalized small business. We don't have a lot of money laying around to be, you know, all that innovative. We have to, once we invest in something, we need to get a return on investment out of that. And when the world changes every 90 days, it's hard for us to keep up with that. How do we do that?
Well, in some ways, I think it's almost easier for a small business to do it than a large business. The large business is so entrenched in their mentality of where their profit is coming from. Blockbuster was like that. Sears was like that. Kodak was like that. That they focus on where their money's coming in and moving it's like moving a battleship. At least a small business can make changes quicker. I mean, look at it. Netflix was a small business compared to Blockbuster. Amazon was a totally small business compared to Sears. I think small business has the advantage because it can make a change quickly. And the large businesses have to keep their eyes open and be willing to see these obstacles as opportunities. And when a business sees an obstacle as an opportunity, they can get ahead of it. A small business can get ahead of it quicker than the large business can, I believe.
Well, there's no question we can be more innovative. But the key is to see it. And this comes back, Ivan, to the role that I keep talking about that goes unfilled in too many small businesses, and that's the role of the CEO. I keep trying to help small business owners understand that you're the founder, and I know sometimes you have to be the manager, but you've got to find time every month to be the CEO because you're the only person who can fill those jobs, one of which is, how do I keep from being disrupted? What do you think?
Right. I mean, it's part of Michael Gerber's, the concept of working on the business, not just
right.
in the business.
Right.
You've got to be looking ahead. And it's something that, you know, we've certainly been thinking about for years in BNI. BNI is a face-to-face networking organization. But I realized years ago that we have to integrate technology into what we do, mm-hmm. and the World Wide Web and the Internet. And the best place for us to do that was in training. And so we have created what we call BNI University, which hasn't replaced face-to-face training for us yet, but it's really substantially improved the kinds of training that we
have. Digital leverage. What you're describing is digital leverage. You have to use digital leverage these days or you will be disrupted, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And you know, of course, the inside people of the organization were like, no, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do online training. It's got to be face-to-face. And you have to convince people that this is the way the world is going. And if you don't get on board, you're going to get run over.
The math doesn't work anymore for that, folks. It just
No, it doesn't. There's going to be more disruption.
Yeah. I got to wrap it up. We run out of time. Thank you for 20 great years. Will you come back soon?
I will come back anytime you ask, my friend. Thank you.
I need your own website.
IvanMeisner.com. I have 12 years of blogs up there.
All right. You like it, folks. You'll thank me later for telling you about it. And BNI.com. Check out a chapter near you. Thanks, Ivan. We'll see you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Ivan Meisner, ladies and gentlemen. 20 years. How about that? I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.